Let's go next to China, where authorities called for 3 minutes of silence, a period that was marked by the sound of sirens. For those 3 minutes in Chengdu, China, people heard that sound and were asked to take the time to remember tens of thousands of victims of an earthquake that struck 1 week ago today. Even as rescuers continue searching for survivors, aftershocks continue, and state media report that 200 rescue workers were buried in a landslide. To get a sense of what it's like to be in Chengdu at this moment, we go to NPR's Anthony Kuhn. And Anthony, what is daily life like, if you can even call it that?
Well, today was a very special day here, Steve. At 2:28 p.m., everybody stopped working, came out into the streets, stood silently, all traffic ground to a halt. And this is just the beginning of a period of 3 days of national mourning, during which all entertainment will cease, the stock markets will stop trading, and even the Olympic torch relay is going to be suspended for 3 days in honor of the victims of the earthquake last Monday. So it's something that I think most Chinese people have never seen before. Perhaps with the death of a national leader, yes, but we have to remember this is for average people, and that really does make it a first for China.
And how does it affect people that the ground is still shaking beneath their feet?
Well, it's a serious problem. You know, we've got 5 million homeless. They're living in tents. They're still coming out of the mountains and looking for shelter. And the rains that have lashed these shelters over the past days have made it hard. And now we've got this report from state media that the aftershocks triggered a landslide and buried 200 rescue workers in the very hard-hit town of Beichuan. And I was in that town on Friday. And you go in through this valley and you look up on either side of you and there are these towering cliffs and you think, if there is a big aftershock, you are in big trouble. So it's a very difficult set of conditions to be trying to rescue people under.
And has that stopped any rescue efforts?
No, the rescue efforts have to continue. Of course, there are very few survivors left a week after the quake. And eventually, they're going to have to start turning to rebuilding homes and to resettling all these people. But aside from this move to have a national period of mourning, they've also announced compensation payments for the victims, for the people who lost family members, and also stipends and grain rations for the survivors. And like the period of national mourning, many people are calling this a very shrewd political move by the leadership that points out new priorities for China. It shows the message it sends is that the nation has to put people first before the Olympics, before celebrations, anything like that.
Well, now, Anthony Kuhn, in Chengdu, you mentioned new priorities for China. You also mentioned another tragedy, 200 workers buried, reported by state media. How aggressively have Chinese media outlets covered this disaster?
Very aggressively. I mean, from what I can tell, they have been unleashed to practice their craft the best they can. And I think this is a very careful decision by the leadership. They feel it's only going to do them good because this is, after all, a natural and not man-made disaster. And I think they've seen that it's been effective in getting rid of rumors, getting rid of panic. And of course, political reporting would be another matter, but I think it sets a very important precedent for disaster reporting in future.
Well, I know that you're a Chinese speaker, a Chinese reader. When you are reading the Chinese language media, do they go into that political dimension, for example, asking why were the buildings built so poorly?
Well, I can tell you that both on the internet and in person, on the scene of these disasters, eyewitnesses are saying, why didn't the soldiers get here more quickly? Why were the schools so shoddily constructed that they collapsed? People are definitely talking about it. It is online. But I think generally speaking, people feel that the government has been trying hard. They take note of the fact that the top leaders have been touring the province. I think there's just a lot of reflection going on, which is important and encouraging.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in southwestern China, where a major earthquake struck 1 week ago today. Anthony, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.